your soul, baby. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful, baby. Laugh a little more, baby. Tighten up your core, baby. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things.
With Amy Brown.
Okay, we made it. We're back for another episode. This is episode 2 of the podcast. Can't believe we made it this far. I'm just glad to have the first one down, and we'll get the second one out there, and I promise we'll kind of get better and get it all together as more episodes come to you. But I really loved the feedback. It was so awesome to see some of your comments and then actually receive emails, because we kind of threw up an email last minute thinking maybe we should create an email account to correspond with people. And I know there hasn't really been any replies back because life has just been nutso, but do know that we're seeing them and I will start replying. But I want to give some shout outs. Like every podcast, if you send something in, I might shout you out. So I guess we'll do that right now if y'all want to. Jennifer wrote in and she said that she liked the first episode because it reminded her that everyone's going through something and that you need to remember to find joy, laugh, and be grateful. And she used the hashtag pimpinjoy, so that was cool. And then Brooke is a first-year law student, and she said she was amazed at kind of what I've gone through in life but managed to stay positive, and she wants to hear more from my kids. And I will say, a lot of times, like on Instagram and even sometimes in this podcast, like you might just be getting the best version of something. I do want to have moments where we keep it real, and life is just not always roses. And I don't ever want to fake it like I'm this person that just can choose joy at the drop of the hat, and that's just the way you're supposed to live life. Now, that's what I strive for, but I'm not always the most positive person. Just ask those that are around me all the time, or my husband, or friends that are close to me. Like, no. I mean, those are the people that really see your true colors. And I know sometimes you just hear tidbits that are like the best, and hopefully you'll get a little deeper with me here and you'll see that maybe it's not always that way. But thank you for the nice note, Brooke, and I'll definitely try to get my kids on as much as they're willing. I always ask them permission on anything that they want to do, so just depends. And then I just wanted to say hey to Crystal, because she's got cancer, third generation of cancer, but she's the first survivor. And she sent me a note saying reach for the stars and that she was proud of me, and then she said pimp and joy. And Crystal, I just want to say that thinking about you, praying for you. I know it's got to be so hard, but you're a legacy of the two that have gone before you. And I'm so thankful you're a survivor. And I don't know where you are on this cancer journey, but I hope it's in remission. And if not, I hope you get there soon and you stay there. And then lastly, shout out to Tara, not quite sure how to say it, but she said she made Stevenson's protein pancakes, which is so cool that y'all actually used the recipe that you heard on the podcast, and that she is working on her superwoman pose. So shout out to that, because we all need that extra self-confidence boost. So this week, we're going to dive into some more with Dr. Oz. I told you all I had a lot of Dr. Oz clips saved up. And this week, we're going to talk about microwaves, because I don't have a microwave, and I wanted to see what his thoughts on that were. We're also going to talk to celebrity fitness trainer Erin Opria. She trains Carrie Underwood, Kelsey Ballerini, Casey Musgraves, Maren Morris. Like, she's legit. And I had her in my presence, and I was like, okay, Erin, like, just sit down with me real quick and talk to us about gaining weight over the holidays. I guess to be more specific, how to not gain weight over the holidays. So she's got some tips for you guys on that. And she's a regular I'm going to bring on. And then I'm going to have Kelly Henderson from Velvet's Edge do some fall fashion tips. And then going to close with a quote, since it's Thanksgiving, a quote on gratitude. So with all that said, let's get started.
First thing.
So I got this from my mom, but I don't have a microwave. And my husband is losing his mind. We just adopted 2 kids from Haiti. So we've had them for about 10 months.
Oh,
and, you
goodness.
Know, when you're cooking and heating things up and everything's on the stovetop and the oven and he's trying to reheat coffee, and I have eliminated the microwave from our life. And I don't have one in our home. And guests come over, it's a whole thing. So, like, am I completely ridiculous, or do I have some merit to my...
I have fought this battle in my own house.
Okay.
And I've heard similar arguments about the dangers of microwaves. So I spent some time looking into it, and I've covered it on the show. You know, I talk about it as much as I can based on what I've learned. First off, if the microwave's not broken, Like, if you can look at the front screen and it's not a, you know, bashed in area where the wires are all hanging out, then the microwave's safe.
Okay.
Now, you might do wrong things with it that make you a danger, but the actual microwave itself isn't going to harm you.
Okay. How do people do wrong things with,
well, as an example,
like put them...
Well, for, people buy the frozen dinners now, and they're very popular, and they don't read the instructions.
Okay.
Then the instructions will say, you know, take the plastic off, cook it for 2 minutes, turn it around, cook it 2 minutes. They didn't make that stuff up. That stuff's actually important. Let's go through all those steps. First off, the reason that you want to cook it the right amount of time is a lot of times they're not pre-cooked. They seem like they are, but they're not. So you actually have to cook the food. And if you don't cook the food, you're prone to getting the infections that may have been prone to happen if you didn't cook some other meal as well. Secondly, and by the way, if you don't mix it up the right way, some parts will get cold, some parts will stay warm. And then you
actually... So when it says stop halfway, mix, and then restart, there's a reason.
They're not kidding. Okay. Someone actually figured out that there's cold areas that have bacteria still alive in them. And by the way, the microwave doesn't cook the food all at once. It cooks it from the outside in. So if you've got more than an inch worth of food, it doesn't get to the middle till later. So you actually have to, because it goes through convection. The outside gets hot, then it warms up the inside. So you actually have to give the microwave time to do its job. Otherwise, again, you're exposing yourself to potential pathogens, bacteria, because the food's not cooked through. So that's one thing. Second thing is the plastic a problem? Well, it turns out that if you use the actual plastic that the product shipped you in, it's usually pretty good.
Okay.
Of course, if you damage it and scrape it up, that could be a problem. Even if the plastic on top of the frozen food melts, that's still, you know, believe it or not, we've actually studied this, it's still okay. The problem is when you have those reusable plastic containers, you put those in the microwave, they're not approved for the microwave.
Yes, and then it leaks the plastic into your food.
The BPA, which most of us have in our blood. So there was some merit when your mom was growing up to being concerned about microwaves. But these days, the microwaves themselves are safe. The manufacturers have gotten really careful about the plastic they use. And the instructions are meticulously written for a reason. So if you use it correctly, you can have friends again. You can have them come over to the house. You can even make them a meal with that thing all day doing it.
Right. And my husband can heat up his coffee.
Finally. Well, I wouldn't do that, actually.
Why?
It tastes bad.
Oh, okay. See, but he has to pour it back onto the stovetop, turn on the gas, like light the fire, and then that's the whole thing.
And that might mess it up, too.
And then my kids are like, they just want to eat whatever really fast. And I'm like, Mom's over here on the stovetop, guys. Okay, so you're saying I can get a microwave.
Yes. I should just point one thing out, because my wife and my daughter are chefs. Food doesn't taste as good, I don't think.
And what about nutrient depletion?
It doesn't have as big of an impact as we thought it did.
Okay. Oh, wow. Yeah.
But the food does taste better generally if you reheat it the way that you originally made it.
Agreed.
But that's a subtle thing. That's
right.
Not, you know, if
you
got...
And sometimes we're just in a hurry.
Yeah, kids are yelling and screaming, you don't have a choice.
Right.
Second thing.
Okay, here with Erin. Oprah.
You got it!
Yes, people always say her last name wrong, but it's like Oprah, but... Era. She's like the health and fitness version of Oprah, like helping people stay fit all across the land. She's like, you get abs and you get abs and you get abs.
We're spreading the abs, baby.
Spreading the abs. So Erin is on here to talk with us today because it's Thanksgiving today when you're hearing this. It's going to be Thanksgiving, but that means holiday season is starting up. So you got all the parties. If you're listening to this today, maybe you can implement this into your Thanksgiving meal, but it might be too late, or you've got more celebrations this weekend, but Christmas parties are starting and then Christmas Day. So I want to talk about how to not, you know, just pack on the pounds these last, you know, several weeks of the year where it tends to get a little crazy. So what are some tips that you have?
So this is definitely the hard time. This is when everyone gains massive weight. So the goal is to try to just gain just a little bit or stay the same. So a couple things that you can do is don't wear elastic waist pants.
Okay, so if you're getting ready for your Thanksgiving meal right now, take off the elastic pants.
Yes, no spandex for tonight. Wear something fitted and so you're less likely to overeat.
Right.
Which helps a little bit.
Because everyone's always unbuttoning their pants. So I guess if you already have on the stretchy pants, you're good. Okay, so that's a fair tip. That's a good one.
Also, stay away from the dessert table. I'm not saying stay away from it like don't have any. Have some, take a little plate, and move away from the dessert table. Just don't linger by the dessert table where you're just tempted to keep on snacking and snacking and snacking.
Yeah, that's definitely a good tip. And yes, I love that you're about the balance. Like if you want dessert, make a plate and have it. But yeah, just don't. And don't look at it as, and this is something that's a tip for me, and maybe you can confirm it. Sometimes if I'm like, feel like I'm off the wagon, and I'm like, well, I had one piece of pie, I might as well have five.
but to shake that mentality.
Well, that's just like saying, hey, I've popped a tire in the car, I might as well pop them all. You know, it just doesn't work that way.
Right.
You know, have your cheat meal or whatever you want, have your bad meal, then get right back on track. Just because you had a whole day's worth doesn't mean the next morning you shouldn't just get right back on track.
Okay.
So another trick is, in all the alcohol, everyone's drinking a lot of wine, a lot of whatever drinks you're drinking, mix in water between each drink. Okay. That will, one, that will slow you down on your drinking, two, it will make you not be so hungover.
Right. Because, and you are big on, and I want to have you back on to talk about your 4x4 book and your whole thing. And alcohol is one of the four things, so we won't dive too much into it here. But you're big on alcohol can make you puffy.
Absolutely.
Okay, so just watch that.
As much as we like to think alcohol is our friend, it is not.
Right, because it's fun. If people have one drink this holiday season that is the cleanest type of drink to have, what would you recommend?
Well, I'm a tequila.
Yeah.
I'm a tequila fan. Tequila and beet juice.
Tequila. Aaron loves the beet juice. And I must say I do too, which we'll dive into that when I have you on again. But
it's so good. Yeah. It sounds gross. It's beets, lemon, ginger, mix a little bit of tequila.
Clear tequila. Yeah.
Yes. Good tequila too. Not like the cheap tequila. It matters.
Yes.
And then another trick you can do is bring a healthy dish to share. So bring something that you feel good about eating so you can indulge in the other stuff in small portions, but then you can mainly eat your healthy meal. So you still are eating, and because it's all about food and holidays. So
right.
You're still enjoying food, but it doesn't have to be a ton of bad food.
And that way, that's something at the party you know you can go to and trust, because when other people are cooking, you have no idea how much sodium people are putting in things, which Aaron has taught me, y'all, to watch out for sodium. I used to never look for sodium. And again, I hate teasing that I'll have you back again, but it's just, there's so much to dive into when it comes to that. So we'll cover that more later. But if you make a dish that's healthy, you know you can go eat that and feel good about it. And so do you have any dish recommendations, or don't you have some on your website? Or
I do. I have on my blog, I have a full Thanksgiving healthy meals, and I have like pumpkin bars that you could use it not just for Thanksgiving. You can use them for Christmas or any kind of holiday event you have going on this coming
celebration
weekend.
So, and then if Aaron is on Instagram at Aaron Opria, which you can spell your last name,
O-P-R-E-A.
So if you want to follow her, she's always posting fun workouts on her Instagram, and even recipes. And Vital Proteins is, I'm a huge fan of Vital Proteins to get that collagen.
The best.
The collagen peptides is my favorite, but it's a collagen protein, and it's so good. And Aaron has tons of really awesome recipes that incorporate that to where you get like some good muscle building protein that's flavorless, so it doesn't change the way your meal tastes.
So you're eating healthy. Not only that, you're making your joints better, your skin better,
your hair,
your nails. So it's a win-win, ladies. Let's do it.
I have Vital Proteins every single day, mostly in my matcha latte, which you know, I share all the time, but I'll have to post that somewhere too. But okay, so there's some holiday tips just to recap. It's don't wear stretchy pants. Stay away from the dessert table.
Don't stand there.
Let me clarify. Don't hover
around it.
Have dessert, but don't hover by the table. And then if you're going to have alcohol, try to drink a lot of water in between.
Mix
in. Tequila's a good one to have. Tequila and beet juice. And then what was the other? Oh, take your own healthy dish to share that you know you like and that everyone else will hopefully like too. And if they don't like it, well, more for you.
I always say that because I was like, good, I can take leftovers home. There's my meal prep. Hey, dance a lot. Have fun.
Yes.
Move often. And don't just sit on the couch all day.
Okay, so while I have you here, before we get on to the next thing, share with me four things quickly that you're thankful for. Since it's Thanksgiving, we're all about gratitude here, and four things.
I am thankful that I have a body that allows me to move continuously. I'm very thankful that I get to move. I'm thankful for my awesome husband, who is my biggest cheerleader in life and super supportive. I'm thankful that my kids have moved out, and I'm just kidding. Just kidding. No. I'm thankful for my awesome boys. My two kids are really good, my mom. So I just have a great family. Very thankful. And the fourth thing, I am thankful for the career that I have. I get to do what I love every day, and I feel super fortunate.
That's awesome. Well, thanks for coming on, Aaron, and we are definitely going to have you back.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll have lots to discuss. When it comes to health and fitness, Aaron is my go-to.
Okay, I want to take a second and talk about the Shop Forward, because if you're looking for stuff to get for yourself or other people, you can shop there and know that your gift is going to keep on giving. It pays it forward in some way, shape, or form. But specifically going to focus on the Four Things Tote right now, because we're at the deadline when it comes to customizable totes for Christmas. Like, you have got to get your order in right now, ASAP, if you want it to come in for Christmas before you get cut off. Now, there are stock totes, which are super cute, and you should order. You can order those throughout December, but the customizable ones, you need to order it like right now. And y'all, I carry my tote with me everywhere I go. I always get compliments, and I love that the totes give back to Haiti, specifically a special needs orphanage called My Life Speaks right now. So go to theshopforward.com. Well, before you go there, sit down and think of all the girlfriends in your life. Think of their favorite four things, and then go to theshopforward.com and place your order. So that way you can have a really cool gift to give the girls in your life for Christmas. Trust me, they're going to love these totes. It's the Four Things Tote, theshopforward.com. Third thing. Disclosure, I'm sitting here with my friend Kelly. Kelly Henderson.
Hi.
Velvet's Edge on Instagram, at Velvet's Edge. She's a fashion or a lifestyle blogger.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle blog.
And she's also a stylist and a groomer. Like, for example.
Not for dogs.
Not for dogs. Yes.
For people.
Grooming would be like hair and makeup for Dierks Bentley. But Dierks doesn't like to necessarily say, oh, hair and makeup. He would prefer grooming.
It's just when he's on TV. It's not on a day-to-day either. Right. We should clarify.
Yeah. So if you ever see someone like Dierks on TV and you're like, oh, wow, his hair and makeup's looking good.
Yeah.
Because, yes, guys wear makeup on TV. Well, our girl Kelly here, she did it. So anyway, I'm bringing her on because I want to have her on as a regular for all things like fashion and beauty at times. But we just recorded a whole segment for you guys and we timed it all out. It's great. Had some good stuff.
I felt like we gave some really good tips.
Really good stuff. And then I look over and I wasn't recording. Mm. So here we are.
We're back.
Take two. And we're going to give you the same like on-trend tip that Kelly has for us. We'll bring it to you. You won't leave here empty-handed. I almost was like, oh, I'm too tired. Let's just leave. Forget it.
Bye.
Bye. But no, we're recording
again. No, we got this.
And, but Kelly's awesome. You can definitely trust her when it comes to fashion. I do. She works with a lot of other people. She styles Bobby. She styles me. And I mean, let's be real. I don't really need a stylist per se, but Kelly's my friend. She's a stylist. And I have work events where literally I have to look a certain way. And
what's that saying you always say? Like,
oh, I say, if you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you do good. If you do good, you keep your job. I don't know the rest of it, but that's basically my motto.
And that's
really, when I have to be on stage or in front of a group or somewhere at an iHeart festival, and I really do have to have my A game, like, I only trust Kelly. And she definitely gets me feeling that way. And it's awesome. And she stretches me. Is that how you'd say it? Like, my fashion boundaries. Because some stuff, honestly, real talk, she'll bring it over and I look at it and I'm like, no way.
I would never
wear that. No way. And then we put it on and something in me, I get that like power pose and I get ready and I'm like, okay, yeah, I actually do feel confident in this and I'm going to own it. And I'm going to wear it. And it does help me do better at my job. So yeah, that's the saying.
It's all about how you feel, but fashion's like a really good way to do that.
Yeah. So speaking of fashion, what is on trend right now that we need to be, you know, putting on our bodies?
I think the biggest current trend is honestly leopard. I see it everywhere. And I thought I was waiting it out through fall to see if it went away at all, but it's not going away. And it's completely, it's just everywhere.
So it's a fall trend that's going on right now that's transitioning into winter.
Exactly.
Leopard.
So
like, what do you mean by leopard?
I mean, it could be anything. It could be a leopard jacket. It could be a cardigan. It could be a shoe. It could be a bracelet. Just if little pops of leopard are everywhere, like skirts, dresses, literally everything.
Okay. So do you think like for, like a lot of people have holiday parties coming up and stuff. So leopard dress would work?
You could totally do a leopard dress, or you could make it a little simpler and do a leopard shoe with your dress.
Okay.
Like if you had like a solid, even like a solid red dress for like a Christmas party, a leopard shoe would be such a cute little accent.
What about a leopard clutch?
Such a cute accent. Yes, I'm okay. Repeating myself.
Did you already say clutch?
No, I'm just saying the accent. This is what you're getting it right. Like the accent pieces are a huge way to do it, especially because I think leopard can be intimidating to some people.
Yes.
It's not to me. Like I would wear all leopard.
Well, if it's really on trend right now, so can we wear a leopard coat with a leopard shirt?
I already know where you're going with
shoes with a leopard scrunchie.
Like, let's try to ease in and maybe not do full body leopard. I think that would be a little overwhelming.
Okay. So it's really just a pop of leopard.
Yeah, a pop of leopard in some sort of way. I actually did a blog post on velvetsedge.com with different ideas of how to wear leopard, and then you can shop some of my favorite leopard pieces. So it just makes it easy. I mean, I think one of the examples is like there's a really cute hat with just like a leopard rim. Like it doesn't have to be overwhelming, but it's just having that little accent, that little pop of it. It's super on trend.
Okay. So there it is.
There it is.
Work some leopard into your wardrobe and you'll be on trend.
Amen.
Is that what people say, or on point?
I think they say on point.
Or
but
on fleek.
I mean, no. All of it. Yeah. I think that's for eyebrows.
Is fleek only for eyebrows? I mean, it probably is.
That's the only way I've heard it.
I misuse stuff all the time. Like, I would be like,
leopard on fleek. Savage? How would you use that?
I don't know. I feel like if I were to see a now I'm going to be, now once something's brought into your brain, like leopard, you start to see it everywhere.
Totally.
So I feel like if I see someone with a cute pop of leopard, I'm going to be like, savage.
Oh, that's what you're going to, if I ever saw you say, oh, savage, I don't know what I would do.
Doesn't that mean you want it, or is it bad?
No, it's amazing. Okay. It means you're owning it. It's like so hot. So yeah, okay. Leopard is savage.
Savage. So, well, thank you for our leopard fashion trend tip, Kelly. And Kelly doesn't know I'm going to do this, but I'm just going to give her a shout out because she was on season one of Very Cavallari, Kristen Cavallari's reality show on E! And fun fact, she has a four things tote, which is, again, how this whole podcast came about with the four things. And it got a cameo on TV because.
It did. You're going to say because why?
Because Kelly was using it as her overnight bag, but also
we can also
as
call
a,
it a shack bag.
She had a date with this boy, and then her mom was watching, and I was like, "Oh my gosh, Kelly, your mom's
but
watching."
But the four things still got a plug.
Yeah, it got a shout
Represent.
Out. It was on the floor. So there was that, and just congrats, Kelly, because filming just began for season two.
It did.
And coming back next year.
How am I going to incorporate four things into season two?
I don't know.
To think about that.
We'll figure it out somehow. So look out for Kelly on that, and then definitely follow her at Velvet's Edge on Instagram. She has a podcast.
Yeah.
On iHeartRadio and iTunes. It's the Velvet's Edge podcast, and then velvetsedge.com is her lifestyle blog. So many ways to find Kelly.
Yes.
And you can shop through her Instagram, which is a great way to get stuff that's super cute, or on the blog. So thank you, Kelly, for coming by. She's going to be a regular.
Thanks for having me.
She'll give us little tips all the time. And because, I mean, y'all, seriously, I rely on her all the time. I have to like sometimes send her pictures before I leave my house. And I'm like, does this look okay?
These are my favorite texts from you.
Or if I'm really desperate, I'm like, can you FaceTime right now? Because I'm standing in my closet naked and I need to get dressed.
I need help.
All right. Thanks, Kelly.
Bye.
Four things.
This is a quote that I have been practicing for myself, and it's from Brené Brown. It says, there is no joy without gratitude. And something I try to strive for daily is choosing joy. But if you're not practicing gratitude, then you can't have the joy. There is no joy without gratitude. And Brené Brown is amazing. Definitely someone that you should check out. I even have joy tattooed on my wrist in my mom's handwriting as a reminder to choose joy. But with that, I also need to be thankful and give thanks and practice that gratitude. So just a little tidbit for you guys. If you're trying to seek that joy, you got to have the gratitude. Okay, that was episode two. Thank you for listening along. If you have any feedback, thoughts, etc., definitely tweet me at Radio Amy, hashtag four things. I'm at Radio Amy on Instagram as well. Shout out to Walker Hayes for the song. So awesome. Kelly, Aaron for coming on. I love their tips. And then, of course, the quote. Hopefully you walked away with four little nuggets today that'll add something to your life in some way, shape, or form. And then next week, I'll share more of my Dr. Oz sit down with you, and we'll talk Diet Coke, because I used to drink a ton of Diet Coke and then I quit. I don't really have it anymore, but I mean, I would say once a year I kind of give in, and then it's just a downward spiral. So I want to talk to him about that. And then real quick, if you're looking for another podcast to check out, my friend Jamie Ivey, she has a podcast called The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey, and she is doing a holiday gift guide episode, and it launches tomorrow, Friday, Black Friday, and that's when everyone's trying to do some shopping. So if you're looking for really awesome companies that also have a give back component, I don't know that every company she's going to talk about has that, but I'm pretty sure, knowing Jamie, a lot of them are, these are fully vetted companies, and a lot of them are doing awesome things while you're also getting to shop. So these are gifts that keep giving, because that's just how Jamie rolls. So again, it's called The Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey, and you can check out that podcast tomorrow, Black Friday. You just look her up in the podcast, Happy Hour with Jamie Ivey. So thanks again. Hopefully you enjoyed episode 2. If you check out Jamie Ivey's tomorrow for the holiday gift guide, hope you love that. And I just hope you all had an amazing Thanksgiving with your family, and look forward to doing this again with y'all next Thursday. All right. Bye. Be kind. Choose joy. Laugh a lot. EK. EK. Be kind. Choose joy. Laugh a lot. Cast up, roll things. Little food for your soul. Life ain't always pretty, but hey, it's pretty beautiful things. Laugh a little more things. Tighten up your core things. Said EK, you're kicking it with four things. With Amy Brown.